Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. I am so honored to say I have once again on the show with us this evening, King Diamond. How are you?
Doing very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So happy to have you back on the show. First, want to start off by saying, how are you feeling?
Feeling very good. Definitely up to the tour starting in, a month or so? A little over a month. Finally, another US tour for us.
Obviously, health issues had precluded extensive touring. What's been the biggest challenge about going back on the road, and what did you miss most about touring?
Well, of course, it's such a rush to be on a stage that you can't get anywhere else. And then coming from now we've done a couple of years, but we did quite a few festivals last year. We did some 2 years ago back in 2012. And this year we are committed to play Wacken Open Air, which is the biggest festival in Europe from what I hear. And, there was 92,000 when we played and headlined the Black Stage on Friday night, and that was mind-blowing. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And it's that same production that comes to LA and the whole US tour. So there's no changes there. It's the full show.
Full Metal Jackie, King Diamond is our guest on the show this evening. Right now, new music from I Hate God. It's Agitation Propaganda on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got King Diamond on the show with us this evening. And who is entertained more by the King Diamond stage show? The audience, because it's cool to see, or you yourself, because it's so much fun to do?
I get at least 50-50. I mean, it is just, if it wasn't that fun for me, you know, I mean, it has to be. It's also a challenge to do a lot of the things that we do on stage at the same time as I have to sing, you know, and... So there's a lot of stuff going on that you have to be aware of. It's not just get up and sing, you know, for me. But the whole fun, the whole play with the audience, you know, and then with the other characters, especially our actors on stage, you know, of course. There's a lot of stuff going on. We're bringing some old tricks back, you know, the good old cremation coffin is back. And then that's definitely something cool to see. We upgraded our whole production this summer for Wacken, you know, and... did a lot of stuff. All the lights that we bring with us for around our production to make it really appear like 3D as it is now been changed into being very light, and that just adds a whole new dimension to what we're doing, you know. And so we have a lot of lights with us too, even though there is of course full lights in all the theaters we're playing, but we have a lot of extra stuff and new designed crosses that do certain stuff. The Baphomet symbol is actually been revised as well and can now also move. And there's a lot of things that is changing. We have various different backdrops that will make everything look very, very different throughout the set. Lots of things happen there. It's a thing you will never forget. I can guarantee that.
Looking forward to seeing King Diamond in concert. The tour starts mid-October. It's Full Metal Jackie. King Diamond is our guest on the show tonight. Quick break. We've got new music from A Legion coming up. Josta's weekly pick from the pit. And of course, more with King Diamond. New music from A Legion here on Full Metal Jackie Radio. That was 1.618. King Diamond is our guest on the show this evening. And Merciful Fate and King Diamond, the band, have had an enormous impact on heavy metal. Who were you most surprised to learn was a King Diamond fan?
I mean, that's a lot of people. That's people from all different calls, you know. Military, police, bankers, people that repair sprinklers, car garage guys. It's everywhere, you know. And of course, also other musicians. So it is people from all walks of life that you might find as a King Diamond fan. You don't look a certain way. You don't have to say certain things. It could be anyone.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. We've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit. New music from Orange Goblin and more with our guest this evening, King Diamond. Full Metal Jackie, the Slayer Exodus Suicidal Tendencies tour kicks off November 12th. King Diamond is our guest on the show this evening, and most people wouldn't associate your music and imagery with Dallas. What first drew you to Texas, and what's kept you living there?
It was from the first King Diamond tour that we did. When we went through Texas, we played down San Antonio, and there was a Mr. Ed Kolarik, one of my best friends over here. He was a police officer at that time, a five-time Vietnam veteran, and he was helping the promoter at the time in San Antonio with the show there, and we got some extra days off there. There was a very big radio personality, you might know, Joe Anthony, who is not with us anymore, but he was San Antonio. He did a lot for Rush and Judas and us too, and was really having his finger on the pulse with metal back then. And he worked with that guy. He made us the ring that I wear on stage. Actually, is something that I was given by Joe Anthony, which is a genuine old Mexican witch doctor ring. A lot of people are knowing each other, you know, and it's a big web. That police officer was one of my friends, and it was that in 1986 when we played there, and he was part of the whole setup, that we got some extra time there, and I really got to like Texas and the way people are here. They live up very much to that southern hospitality, I felt like. So it was just a matter between Dallas and San Antonio for me. San Antonio and Houston, it's a bit more humid down there. We have a little less of that up here in Dallas, and then my ex-wife from way back then was from Dallas here. So it made sense when the move was made from Denmark to the U.S. to actually go to Dallas. I tried to live in L.A. also for a year and a half in 88 into 89. When we recorded, we had just recorded them when we moved over, and then we recorded the Conspiracy at Rumble Recorders, it was called.
Full Metal Jackie, King Diamond is our guest on the show this evening. Right now I've got new music from Orange Goblin. Their album Back from the Abyss comes out on October 7th. This is Sabbath Hex. Full Metal Jackie with King Diamond on the show with us this evening. And it's been a few years since either King Diamond or Merciful Fate released an album. Is the heavy tour schedule this year leading up to you going back to the studio and recording new music?
Absolutely, we signed a new deal with Metal Blade for another three albums, you know, and we have done a lot of stuff lately with that in mind. We have invested a lot of the new recording budgets for the next couple of albums into making Andy the Rocks, the guitar studio in Sweden, better. You know, he got new equipment in. I got a new vocal studio here in my house. It has actually been finished. It was finished a few days before we went over to Europe here recently, and actually managed to rehearse in it, which was great. But it's Pro Tools, it's new speakers, it's Vocal Booth from Portland, Oregon. You know, vocalbooth.com. Got it in with a floating floor, the whole thing. I mean, it's amazing. Newest Neumann microphones, and the Presonus gear is in there. The speakers are also hand-built in the U.S. in Portland, Oregon by Barefoot. It was actually a King Diamond fan that was part of putting mine together. So I got a small pair, which is still 1,200 and some watts between them, with amps in them, you know, but in my studio room, and then some bigger ones in my living room. And I didn't know music could sound like that. They are for mixing and mastering and everything, and handmade in the USA, and I didn't think it could sound like that. I'm still blown away by it. And we used those speakers and all the other gear, you know, that we got recently in another project, which is not new material, but it was a first chance to use some of it, because Metal Blade got the chance through getting some licenses from Roadrunner, and Roadrunner is under Warner, under their umbrella now, right? So they got some licenses from them to actually release some vinyls of the old Roadrunner stuff, but also to do a best of, and that's something that's coming out, a genuine best of that is spanning the entire King Diamond career. So there's one disc that is only Roadrunner material, one disc that is Metal Blade, but it's released through Metal Blade, the whole thing, and it sounds amazing. We went back to before all the remasters that was done of our stuff, and got back to the original stuff and could tweak that. And you hear things that you, if you joined later on, you know, you can only buy certain versions of the albums these days, and they don't all sound like I would like it to sound. And now we've got the chance to actually select the songs ourselves, me and Andy, and we worked on them hardcore with this new gear to get them as optimal as possible. And they sound very close to how they originally sound, and you will hear things you can't hear on the versions you can buy today.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break still to come this hour. The Death Clock, a brutal pick of the week. New music from Revocation. And King Diamond, our guest, will pick a tune as well. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. King Diamond is our guest on the show tonight. And what are your other creative pursuits aside from music?
Well, I would love to have some of the stories out in book form, for instance, you know, or of course see it as a movie, but that's not really my expertise of making movies out of those stories, you know, but it would be great to see. I once, when I was in the middle of making the move from Europe to the US, I started trying to put them in conspiracy into a novel, you know, and I got into, I think, 3 chapters in. And those who've seen that little bit said that I really need to finish it, but it's time is an issue, you know. There's a lot of work to do. We are involved in everything ourselves, you know, so there's a lot of work. But there's, of course, you know, there's other things, too, that will be interesting to do.
Full Metal Jackie, got to take a quick break, but we've got the Death Clock, a brutal pick of the week coming up next, and more with King Diamond. New music from the contortionist Primordial Sound. Full Metal Jackie, King Diamond on the show with us. The fall tour kicks off in October. So excited to see you guys here in the States and playing live, and excited for what's to come. So I really appreciate you being on the show. Is there anything else you can tell us about what's going on beyond this U.S. tour?
It'll be to learn the studio and start writing new material afterwards. That's what it's about. But the tour is first priority. We have a great support act with us too. You know, I can't say who it is yet, but it'll be official pretty soon. It is going to be a great package. I mean, you will not want to miss this. It will be an experience for life. I guarantee that part. And for LA Halloween, it's going to be nuts. I mean, it's going to be really nuts. So, what can I say, man? It's the biggest show we've ever had, the biggest production we've ever had. The band sounds better, tighter than ever before. My voice is better than it ever was. So that's another thing that you can say. There's certainly some good that came out of suddenly coming down and having to have a triple bypass, you know. But these days, too, when the show is over, I'm not tired like I used to be after a show. And even though we have 2 floors in the production, it's up and down the stairs and all this stuff. And when we are done and we go back to the hotel, it's like, well, that was that, you know. So it's a good thing that has come out of a bad thing too, you know, for me. So now we just take advantage of it as much as we can and try to enjoy it while it lasts. You never know what tomorrow brings. And that I have learned. I don't take tomorrow for granted anymore. But otherwise, you know, enjoy it as much as we can.
Well, I really appreciate you being on the show again. I'm a huge fan and just honored to have you here on the show. So thank you so very much.
You're so welcome always.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.